As we navigate the third year of the COVID-19 pandemic, researchers are starting to see an evolution of the virus, creating some similarities with the seasonal flu. So can we expect this novel coronavirus to become a less deadly seasonal illness? Stat News reporter Megan Multani explains that question in her new article, More Uniformly Infectious, More Treatable, More Genetically Predictable, How Coronavirus is Getting Closer to the Flu. Megan, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me.
So your article does not downplay the severity of COVID-19 compared to the flu. You point out that COVID killed 148,000 people in the first 4 months of this year alone. But there is a gradual shift in the virus. So let's start with the mutations. They're getting more incremental, kind of like the annual flu virus mutations, right? What does that tell us?
Yeah, so that's actually one of the kind of good news pieces in how we see this virus changing. So during the first year and a half of the pandemic, the new variants of concern that we saw were coming from really distantly related branches of this SARS-CoV-2 family tree. So, you know, Delta kind of came out of nowhere. It didn't arise from Beta, which didn't arise from Alpha. And that meant that the constellation of mutations that each one of these variants acquired gave it a competitive advantage that evolved independently. You know, we saw these bigger waves as each one of these new variants of concerns came across. And what we've seen since Omicron is that the new variants that have emerged out of it, BA2, BA4, and some of these other new ones, that they have all splintered off from Omicron instead of these big evolutionary jumps. And the good news about that is if this pattern stays true, that we see more of this kind of drift from year to year, that is a more stable, predictable evolution that would make it easier to develop COVID vaccines and boosters better tuned to handle whichever version of the virus might be circulating, you know, 6 to 12 months from
now. I see. So what's happening now with these mutations is similar to how the flu pandemic transitioned to seasonal flu.
That is what the, you know, the signal we're seeing right now certainly appears to suggest.
Let's talk about seasonality. We spoke to an epidemiologist recently who said that COVID-19 is currently not seasonal. Are we seeing any shifts in that direction?
No, not yet. Kind of the clearest example of this is what we're seeing in Europe right now, which is that these BA2 and other Omicron sublineages are driving a new, you know, surge there right now that's just coming a couple of months off of the initial Omicron wave. So certainly that pattern has not emerged yet.
Interestingly, one similarity with the flu that has developed is that transmission seems to be shifting from super spreader events, which of course are still happening, but more to household and shorter contact exposures. Again, another similarity to the flu. Do you see that as a positive development in terms of disease spread?
Actually, the scientists I've been speaking with are finding this more to be along the bad news side of the spectrum. Mm. So, you know, when SARS-CoV-2 first emerged, it had what we call the reproductive number, so how many people on average an individual would go on to affect, of somewhere between 2 and 3. And for flu, that reproductive number tends to be between 1 and 2, so it's slightly more infectious. Now, with these newer variants, we're talking about reproductive numbers north of 8, even up to 12 for some of these latest Omicron subvariants.
Wow.
We're talking about a really infectious virus that's even harder to contain.
So follow that step down a few months, maybe even a year, if the reproduction value is so much higher. What does that mean?
What it means is that, you know, vaccines and treatments, you know, are just, you know, really, really important. Because what we're seeing is that when these newer variants that are much more transmissible are able to infect and even, you know, cause reinfections or breakthrough infections in a lot of the population, that's something that's going to get harder and harder to avoid. We have some scientists now actually pushing not just for more ventilation in places where people are gathering, but also this technology called germicidal ultraviolet, which kind of actually zaps the viruses out of the air, shown to be effective against measles back in the 1930s and 40s. And so what that means for individuals is that vaccinations become that much more important because people can expect to be getting infected going forward. And so what's the most important thing is taking precautions to make sure that when that happens, that your immune system is in the best possible position.
So do you foresee a season-specific vaccine with all of these transitions within the virus itself, the evolution of COVID?
I mean, I think that's something that, you know, federal authorities and public health, you know, experts are weighing right now. And I think it will depend largely on how this virus continues to evolve, and predicting where it's going to go next is not something that I think anyone is willing to do at this point.
That's Stat News reporter Megan Multeni on the gradual evolution of COVID-19 to a more flu-like illness. Megan, thanks so much. And we look forward to updates as we find out more.
Thank you.